Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
There were a lot of new releases in 2023, but not all of them were winners. And if you want to know what the most disappointing whiskeys of 2023 were, then stick around.
Thank all of our patrons for all of your support. None of this would be possible without you guys, and so we just wanted to start the video off and say thank you because, again, we wouldn't be able to do this without you.
Yeah, I did the numbers. We've had about 3 million people watch this podcast.
3 million?
Yeah, individual people that have watched it.
Wow.
And less than 0.01% of people have supported us financially, and that's why these patrons are so awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk about some disclaimers, yeah. Okay? Because we don't do a lot of negative videos.
No.
Okay, so first off, we're not saying that these whiskeys are bad whiskeys.
No.
Okay? And we're not saying that you're wrong if you love these whiskeys.
Because you might some of these whiskeys.
We're going to talk about which ones we love and which ones we don't and why they're on the list. But these are whiskeys that, for the most part, had a quality price ratio issue or in some way didn't meet up to the expectation from the hype, right? So the whiskeys in no particular order, okay? I'm going to start off. We're going to trade back and forth.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with this bottle of Jack Daniel's Twice Barreled Special Release Tennessee Rye Heritage Barrel 100 Proof. That is a long
name. That is a mouthful.
Yeah. It is a mouthful.
Speaking of mouthful.
Yeah. So if... And so if you remember, Jack Daniel's released a version of this whiskey that was cash strength last year. And
stellar.
It was stellar. I gave it rave reviews. I think I even said at this point, if you're still talking bad about Jack Daniel's, you just looked up.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Because all their special releases have been great. And so when I found out that they had a 100 proof version of that coming out that was like kind of travel exclusive, it was going to be at military bases, I got excited. I have a friend that has a hookup to get stuff off of the PX.
Okay.
And so he shows up with this bottle and it just fell flat for me.
Yeah, I'm drinking it right now, actually. It's thin.
It's thin. And so this is an excellent example of how important proof is.
Yeah.
Because if you said, is 100 proof enough? I'd say absolutely. 100 proof is a great proof point.
Knob Creek.
But exactly. But in this particular case, this whiskey at cash strength was, and it's only a few proof points off. Right.
Well, in every single one of the single barrel proof rye that I've had.
Stellar.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite rye releases of the entire year.
Yeah. And so I just thought this was an interesting one. Love this whiskey at a slightly higher proof point, but 100 proof, it just didn't resonate with me.
No good.
All right. You're up for number two.
So I don't have the bottle with me, but we had...
We're gonna flash the bottles up on the screen because since we didn't like these, we don't have them.
Yeah. No. So I was in a local liquor store, not the sponsor of a lot of our videos, just FYI. And they said, you gotta try this. It's a Koval Rye Birch wood finished.
Sounds weird.
It tasted weird.
Okay.
It only goes in cocktails now.
Okay.
I cannot remember exactly how much. I'm sure we can probably put that, how much I paid for, but I think it was definitely over $60 or $70.
Yeah.
And it tasted like sour spearmint.
Hmm.
So.
Sour spearmint.
Yeah, really weird.
Okay.
It was, anyways, I thought, hey, I'm always up to try something new. I'd never seen a birch wood finished whiskey.
Yeah.
My floors, maybe.
Yeah.
But I've seen floors finished in birch.
I've built cabinets out of birch. It smells weird when it gets burnt on the blade, so I can imagine.
Yeah, well, the whiskey also smells weird when you store it
in there. When you store it in there, okay.
Yeah, so that's all right. No, it's no good.
I'm up for number three. Mm. And this is one that you liked a little more than I did.
I did.
But for me, Little Book Chapter 7 was a disappointment.
Okay. And was that just for the price, or is that because you just
It was a combination of price and flavor. Okay. Like, it was one of those whiskeys where... there was a element to the profile that didn't appeal to my palate.
Got you.
And that combined with the price is like, this is just a no.
But you're not always one for the older. I think it had a decent amount of older whiskey in it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it kind of, if I remember correctly, it may have finished like middle of the road with our blind that we did.
Yeah. It wasn't. It was definitely not the worst little book. But we compared it to Chapter 1, I think it was.
Oh, that was far
and Chapter 1 was far and away better. And so, it's a little bit disappointing for me. So you got the next one. What's up next?
So the Woodford's Master Collection, Batch 18.
Okay.
You know, which honestly I've seen a lot of people kind of give raving reviews about it, but there's something about the 18 and the 17. I can't remember exactly what that one was, but there's a Play-Doh note that I get off of it. And I think this was a barrel entry proof version that they did. And I was just not a fan. For $135, I think is what I paid for it.
Mm.
Not a fan.
I tried that one and I liked it just fine. Mm. Trading back and forth on that one. I have the distinct honor of the next one. And that is Daniel Weller.
Mm.
Huge disappointment.
Massive.
At $500, I expected it to taste exactly like distilled unicorn tears.
Yeah.
Is what I expected. And
it's
what
like
I got.
It tastes like distilled unicorn urine.
No, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes exactly like Weller Special Reserve. not exactly, but pretty darn close. So that one at $500, I was like,
big disappointment.
Yeah,
for sure.
So you got the next one. What's up next?
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a Prideful Goat Glen. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official Whiskey Wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup on
the
website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glentoppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't want to mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
So again, with another barrel entry proof, Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark BEP.
Yeah, they're I guess that was their final stave finishing series that they're doing, or the license plate was what I guess a lot of people call them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it was bad. I just felt like out of all the other ones that I've had, This one was just the most vanilla.
Yeah.
Literally as well. It had a lot of vanilla on it. And it just really didn't hit anything for me. Wasn't really impressed by it. So that was kind of a disappointment. And, especially when they're going to finish off the series that way.
Right. And that was one that I liked just fine. I didn't find anything offensive about it. I love everything from the wood finishing series for Maker's Mark, but I don't think that any of them have ever like, oh, this one's heads and tails better than the rest.
I guess the ones from 22, I think they did a couple of them that you've got back here. I just felt like they were a lot more
The Bourbon Real Talk ones, the BRTs.
Oh, were those single barrels?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they're called BRT.
Oh, okay.
And so we joked when we found out they were coming out, and Wes said on camera, he's like, we're going to sue you, Maker's Mark. I was like, don't say that. No. They sue everyone. we love you, Maker's Mark.
It's still in courts.
Yeah, it's still in courts. Yeah, so... But yeah, I mean, I like most everything.
I just wish that they would have finished it off with something a little bit...
more spectacular.
Yeah, that was just for me a little bit of a disappointment.
All right. As much as this next one pains me.
It's, I know.
I hate to do it, people. But it's gotta be done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in 2023 George T. Stagg.
It was still a good pour.
It's still a good pour.
But
it does have that musty, funky...
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back to it 3 times now.
Yeah.
I've tried it next to several other things. And every time, I just keep tasting potting soil.
Okay. I could see that.
And I hate that, because obviously this is my favorite whiskey of all time. But as much as it pains me to say it, George T. Stagg was a disappointment.
Well, and we also, we tried it next to what, 2017?
I think we did 19.
Oh, was it 19?
The lower proof.
Okay,
one.
It was 19.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, let's say if it was 17, that would have been a hard one to come up against. Mm-hmm. So for me, I would say Wild Turkey Voyage. You know, at the price point, they're just getting up there and up there every single release. Mm-hmm. And for $300, you know, I didn't even really like the whiskey that much.
Yeah.
So it's not even that it was a, you know, quality price ratio issue. I just was disappointed in the whole package.
Yeah. this would be one that I'd say go watch our review, but skip the review and just go to the end to the outtakes. Because there, we had the camera rolling before we were actually trying to film, yeah, and we were trying to get our heads wrapped around it, you know, what we were going to say as the tasting notes.
I think you were very specific and about not liking it.
Yeah, I was like, I effing hate this whiskey, yeah, right? So yeah, that was one that, especially for the price, I was like, no. Now, it did grow on me as it set in the glass a little bit.
Yeah,
I started to see what they were trying to do, but it just wasn't for me. I've got the next one with Lux Row 4-Grain Double Single Barrel.
Super confusing
name. What is a double single barrel and all that
stuff?
We still
don't know.
I think they blended two. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. But anyway, it was a relatively expensive non-age stated product that they put in their fancy bottle that normally they release those, yeah, releases for $200 plus. And they got the bright idea that they were going to put some young non-age stated whiskey in the same bottle, call it a limited edition, and sell it for a bunch of money. And it wasn't that the whiskey was bad. I liked it just fine. But at the price point, it was a pass for me.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you bring it on home?
So this will probably disappoint a lot of people. But, you know, I was just not a huge fan of the 16-year-old cock.
Yeah. Cream of Kentucky.
So I typically like cock a little bit younger than the 16-year-old at a little bit lower price point.
Yeah, yeah. He don't want to pay too much for
so, his younger. Again, the whiskey in it was good. Actually, I enjoyed the whiskey, but for $3.29, super disappointing.
I love the whiskey.
The whiskey's really good,
it's just $3.29.
The price point of the younger versions that they've released in the past were nowhere near that, and I found them to be almost as enjoyable.
Yeah, fun fact, after we released this review, we speculated that it might be 1792 juice.
Oh, did we find out the answer to that?
Well, apparently somebody who works at the distillery and actually dumped the barrels watches the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Commented Thank and you. Said, I can confirm with 100% certainty that it is not 1792.
Do we know if it's Four Roses?
I don't know.
We don't know where
it's not allowed to say.
Got it.
But he felt comfortable saying it wasn't 1792, so I don't know. All right, what do you say we give away some whiskey?
Let's do it.
All right. So since these were whiskeys that we are disappointed in, I thought I'd do a sample pack of whiskeys that, you know, people that are on the show are typically not disappointed.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting.
So Wes, who's off camera today.
Hello.
His favorite whiskey is Eagle Rare 17.
Wow.
And some of my favorites are old Rip Van Winkle, George T. Stagg. A lot of people love Lot B. And we did that that blind with my Infinity bottle.
Did fairly well, I think.
Did fairly well. And so I am going to give away a sample pack of 1 ounce samples of Eagle Rare 17, Old Rip Van Winkle, George T. Stagg, which it's 2017 George T. Stagg.
Oh, my favorite.
Lot B, and 1 ounce sample for my Infinity bottle. And all you have to do to put your name in the hat to win this is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell so you get notifications when new content comes out. There's going to be a free giveaway in every new video. Comment below, and you have to go to the video description and click the link to enter your name, which I will randomize. I will publicize who the winner was. I'll reach out to you, and I will send you your samples absolutely for free. So, hopefully you enjoyed this content. If you are loving it and you want to support the channel, there are several ways to do that. The first way would be through Patreon. Uh-huh. And so, you thank the patrons earlier. And the patrons, they donate on a monthly basis. To find our Patreon, you have to go to the video description and click the link to go to Bourbon Real Talk Plus. You cannot search for our Patreon because we talk about alcohol. So, you got to click the link. But there's lots of member benefits. It's not just a donation. We've got bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares where we get online, have a drink together. You get huge discounts on merch and the satisfaction of knowing that you support the channel and its mission. You can also support the channel by buying merchandise at bourbonrealtalk.com. We've got bottle carrying bags, sensory kits to train your palate, custom glassware, and everything else that you need in your whiskey accoutrement closet, right? We've got
accoutrement.
Even like the little lanyards that hold your glass and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun stuff out there. But you and I know each other from real estate.
That's right. And almost so a decade.
This channel has been subsidized by my real estate business since its founding. And if you were looking for residential real estate services in Dallas or Houston metro areas, you can reach out to me and I give epic bottles as closing gifts. But you also are in real estate.
Yep, I'm a lender. So if you are looking for a refinance or you want to buy a house, call Randy to represent you as a real estate agent. But I do loans in Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, and Colorado.
Yeah, and so if you're getting a residential loan in any of those states, you are going to want to call Aaron to get a quote because not only are his rates lower than most others, but his customer service is through the roof.
Yep.
Now, if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to thank you for the view and tell you a little bit about our show philosophy, and that is we are all about bringing people together around bourbon. And that's something that is vitally important to me because I lost a loved one to suicide. And in the aftermath of my brother's death, I was trying to figure out, you know, what led him to make that choice. And I started to realize that he had lost a lot of the social connections that kind of bound him to this world. And at the same time, I was seeing how whiskey was creating a lot of social connections. And it made me think that maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, whiskey to do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so that's why we started the channel. But if you're going to have connection, you need a forum. And when you look at whiskey forums, there's a lot of hate out there, a lot of trolls. And so we decided to start Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a Facebook-based whiskey forum where there's no troll behavior allowed in there. But those trolls taught us something else, and that is if they can hate you online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving you online. And that is why we end every show the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loves you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls running your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.